Tudo isso aí, gente.
Mr. Hughes.
The Honorable Mr. Kowalis will serve as your lead, sir.
I'm sorry, what's that?
I was just telling you who will be serving as your lead today, and that will be the Honorable Mr. Lee Kowanis.
Okay,
thank you. Mr. Hughes, can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Christopher Hughes, 317-280.
Well, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on April 12, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on the video conference screen, we'll begin with me as the panel lead for this hearing, because I'm the individual sitting closest to you on the screen. But to my right, and continuing, is Honorable Mr. David Neal. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. After him is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, and on the opposite side of the bench is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Also in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Osborne, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in, so Mr. Hughes and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
I do, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Hughes, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. You understand what I just explained to you, sir? Thank you. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and had lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal wager company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number two, is demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report him for a face-to-face contact visit on or about August 14, 2017. As directed on August 10, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Hughes, is this true or false?
I'm false, sir.
Okay, you're stating it's false?
It's true that I didn't believe it at the time. But I don't know if this is kind of like you can explain it or not. Should you choose, we're going to go ahead and vote.
I'm going to mark this as true. We're going to go ahead and vote on phase one. This is still the first phase of the hearing.
Okay.
And I'll bring some information to your attention, and then we can decide whether we continue with phase two. Okay, sir?
Okay.
All right. For phase one, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion. So just give me 1 second. And that is, based on Mr. Hughes' admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ledger company.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Hughes. We can continue with the second phase of the hearing, but I am going to give you a notification now. According to our records, you only have 16 days left of your flat sentence before you are to be released to the community. Would you like to continue with the hearing, or do you wish to kill your number? And before you answer that, the reason why we give this option is with so little time left, I will say the odds are that you will not be released any sooner than the date stated due to administrative processing and release from the Department of Corrections. But this hearing is your right, so would you like to continue the hearing or kill your member?
I'm sorry, the only reason that I'm having the hearing, otherwise because it is so little time, is I have my daughter's room for 6 this month.
Okay. You don't have to say any further, sir. This hearing is your right, so we're just going to continue with the second phase, okay?
Okay.
Again, this is your right. So we will continue with phase 2. During this phase, the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by, as Mr. Osborne, Community Corrections Officer, is going to give us additional background information. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you will be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Hughes was released from DOC custody on June 6th of 2017. He was arrested on March 27th of 2018 by the Tucson Police Department under the Tucson warrant status and was returned to our custody that same day with 225 Tucson days with a projected community supervision end date of May 18th of 2018. Current conviction, 2017, dangerous drug violation, 9 months. He's had 1 term with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-1, a mental health score of 2, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is no FCG or DA information noted. He has a minimal disciplinary history. Other arrests, 2009, controlled substance violation, California felony conviction probation. 2012, aggravated domestic violence, and per AIMS, it's AZ pending charges. 2015, domestic violence, AZ pending charges. And 2015, aggravated domestic violence, AZ pending charges. And again, that's per our AIM system. And he has a community risk score of G1, B1.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Back to you, Mr. Hughes. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. I know you said you wanted to share some things with the board, but we need to review your case supervision before then. So some notes. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections in June of 2017 with your approved residence at Transitional Living Communities, 843 West Thurber Road in Tucson. On June 10, you were discharged from that residence for being away without leave or absent without leave. On June 12, 2017, you were approved to reside with your sponsor, Denise Cash Dollar, at 12120 North Whitetail Road in Marana. You were placed in the Pima Reentry Center sanctions for 3 days for violation of your parole and was approved to reside with your sponsored cousin. Was that the last location where you were living, sir, before you absconded from supervision?
Yes, sir.
And were you living anyplace else, sir?
No.
You have employment notes that you reported employment with Federal Builders in June of 2017. In August, your parole officer confirmed that you have not been working for Foothill Builders. So were you working someplace else or were you working at all, sir?
I was working for Tomcat's properties, which was on my release form that I have here. Nowhere it doesn't say that I was supposed to have on my release conditions. Normally, it doesn't say that I would, it says that I would report my change of the house and stuff like that, but not my change of job.
That's understandable, sir. Those are just employment notes, and if anything, they let us know whether or not you are gainful. And of course, it is always positive when we see that people have work outside of the prison system. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Programming notes, you assigned a task color of the day program, the color line. We had an instance in June of no sample, a test in July 5th of 2017 that was negative. On July 28th, no samples provided. On June 6th, 2017, you were assigned all TLC classes and programs. You failed to attend while at TLC. Sanctions notes in June 2017, your senior parole officer and assigned parole officer staffed, or you were staffed by them. Your discharge from TLC was discussed. You were reprimanded, placed in PRC for 3 days. before you're approved to reside with your sponsor or cousin. So I will begin questions by asking you simply, what were you doing for the 225 days that you were missing from community supervision, Mr. Hughes?
I was working for months on the jury when I called in and said that I had no sample was provided. I was there, I got there like 2 minutes late to ask. I called and left a message with my parole officer at that time, letting him know what I should do, if I should go over there and write the test, or if I should just go the next morning to test. I told him the next morning that he told me what I was going to do, informing him that I'm violated. I didn't know the sanctions. I got scared. I had just gotten the, I was going to do a photo permit. I was scared of all my stuff in my apartment. I paid for my driver's license. I got my child support, starting this day with the SFR program, which I haven't had in years. I was trying to do everything that I was supposed to be doing in my reserve. I was scared that everything that I paid for was going to be in my airport, not furniture. I didn't want to lose all that stuff.
Okay, sir, let me ask this again. So what were you doing for the 225 days that you were missing?
I was working.
So why did you decide to break off contact with your parole officer? Because it seems like you had opportunities to continue on your community supervision and then you were missing for a long period of time. So why did you break off contact?
Because when I spoke with him, I was under the impression that I was violent and I was coming back to prison. I didn't know that there was going to be a chance for me to be reinstated or be sanctioned or anything to where I was going to come in and go back to prison and have my parking and live in an apartment there. And I'd gotten approved for my vehicle and everything. I didn't want to send you back for the pickings.
Okay, sir. We have some notes and names that you have some pending charges for domestic violence. Have those been cleared up, or are they still out there?
They should be cleared up. I know that I was reported on them. When I spoke to my parole officer, there was nothing. I didn't even know that they were, until it was found, I didn't even know that they were still listed some of their pending charges. There was no warrants, nothing like that.
Certainly the reason why we're having this hearing today are not for pending domestic violence charges. We're here specifically for the violation on this warrant. I was just, we have to take what's provided to us remains on good faith, so I wasn't sure if they were still pending, but thank you for accounting for that. You were arrested by the Tucson Police Department on your absconder warrant. What happened that caused TPD to make contact with you?
I failed. I was in my house. Next time I was going to Walmart, and I was the manager. And I think he said a piece of wood to me that he wanted me to work on in front of the door. I tripped over it. He got punctured on the side. So I ended up on the table. So I had to go to the hospital. So we called 911 for an ambulance.
Where did the police contact happen during that? It sounds like that maybe the EMS would have arrived, but how did that happen?
Well, because they thought they were going to be able to shot.
Oh, okay, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Like I'm missing something here. Did you have any ongoing issues with drug use when you were outside of the correction system?
No,
or inside?
No, sir, I don't have a thing, as you see, when I have the door, that's the door of the restaurant, but I have the door, I keep it prior to my floor, and when I was on probation, I have the door, jobs, I've been cleaning, since I was died, in the last month, I have some big cigarette, they've kind of changed our circle, a lot of things in there, so I'm not complaining, but I can bring up things, not all of it. The whole room before I was, in full-time and part-time.
Thank you, Mr. Hughes. I'm gonna ask my fellow board members, they have any questions for you? Yes, Ms. Rittenhouse.
Mr. Hughes, what drug was it that you used? All right, thank you, Mr. Pena.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse. Yes, Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to note that he said there was some confusion about turning himself in or he'd be violated. A letter of non-compliance was mailed to residents on August 10th of 2017, indicated that if he would come in, he would be staffed and in order to retain him on supervision, is what specifically says. So it did define that they would work with him if he did come in. I just wanted to note that, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Any further questions from fellow board members? Okay, seeing no further questions from fellow board members, Mr. Hughes, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've told us, and you have given us quite a bit of information, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else you would like to share?
I would just like to say to you, we're going to be in reference to what the co-officer just stated. This letter was mailed, it was written on the 10th, right here. It was written on the 10th. It says, my report date, I didn't receive this letter at the residence. However, I was in the residence now, and I said, I never received it. It was written on the 10th. I was to report on, I was to report only given until the 14th and 11th in the UN. To go through the mail service, I don't know if I would be looking at this object and respond at that time. That again, that's not a great message, that's just my excuse, that's just my response to that. And my last thing I just want to say is that I know that I've been 60 years. I've screwed up a lot of my life. In 60 years, only reason I asked to be here is because I have a daughter who's going to be born in the 6th, as I said, I screwed up everything else in my life.
Okay, sir. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this is a very unfortunate case, if not tragic. And I say tragic because if Mr. Hughes had only cooperated with his parole officer or even turned himself in, I think he would be through with all of this. But the fact remains that he was missing from community supervision for 225 days. And I recognize that he's looking for some leniency from the board, but I just find disappearing from community supervision for such a long period of time such a fundamental violation of the spirit of community supervision, in as much as we could not account for his activity during that time, and that's where I'll begin the discussion. Therefore, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion and see where the votes land. Just give me 1 second. That is, based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2017W2951, our discussion with Mr. Hughes, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Hughes was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse with the commercial company, inasmuch that he disappeared from community supervision once again for 225 days. And we could not account for his activity outside of the prison system, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Neal. Mr. Hughes, your supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on or about May 18, 2018. I do wish you the best with this current pending birth in your family, but you will be released within 16 days. And as I told you earlier, the odds of you getting out by the 6th were very, very slim. It takes a good 2 working weeks or so to deal with the administrative process of releasing an individual from the Department of Corrections. So, with some of the time left, we encourage you to make a plan for your return to community. It sounds like you're working. It sounds like you have a support group out there. And we do wish you a safe, productive, responsible return to the community. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And we do appreciate you for appearing before this board today, Mr. Hughes. If you could give the phone to your CO3, we'd really appreciate it. Thank you, sir.